They want a ruling elite, and they are intentionally and purposely and maliciously spending us into oblivion. Our guest this evening, Bob Chapman, let's get his thoughts. Hi, Bob, how are we doing?
We're doing pretty good.
All right, what are your thoughts on that? Are they really, could they be doing this unintentionally? Don't they have to know what they're doing?
Sure they do, and they are doing it intentionally. And they will continue to do so as long as we allow them to. And we really can't stop them until we can take control of the House and the Senate, and then maybe we've got a chance at it.
But, you know, the banks have spent a couple of, $1 billion a year lobbying. They spend, the campaign contributions, a couple of $1 billion a year. Who we get the finest politicians money could buy? Unless you have people who are there because of principle who aren't interested in getting reelected but are interested in doing the right sort of thing, and they get enough backing from the people so they can get reelected, I don't see how anything's going to change.
Well, it's going to be very, very hard. There'll have to be some event that we won't expect that will cause that, change that. Otherwise, I hate to contemplate what's going to happen.
The banks spend almost $2 billion a year on lobbying and campaign contributions. And, they have all these lobbyists. They're back there. What are the banks lobbyists lobbying for? Special favors for the banks. And in fact, this whole idea, you're too big to fail. We pass new legislation. So that won't be the case. And actually what we do is we enact it into law. The big banks are too big to fail, so no matter what they do, we're going to bail them out. Well, I think that they're too big to fail, they're too big to exist, and we should get rid of them, and certainly we should seize those banks. They're the ones who created the last fiasco, and they're moving us into another fiasco. But behind those are powerful secret societies and spiritual forces that energize those secret societies. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies, and they are Skull and Bones is a secret society. We've had two of them as presidents recently, and one of them is a candidate for vice president. Out of a nation of 300 million, why over a period of 20 years would we have 25 years, would we have two members of the same secret society as presidents, and another one as a presidential candidate, John Kerry? And of course, when Tim Russert asked both men, both John Kerry and George W. Bush, about that secret society, both of them said it was too secret to discuss, and then we remember what happened to Tim Russert. Bob, you go right ahead.
Yeah, that was a tragedy. It just shows you how they can, at the snap of their fingers, pull people out of public life for just asking one simple question. And they're very powerful. And I think the chances of having problems are really, really good. And you and I have been mindful of that for years. But I think probably the episodes that we're seeing in the Middle East are probably been manufactured by the U.S. and the British government to the CIA and MI6.
Well, you're the only person I've heard say that other than me, because we think pretty much the same way. I don't have to talk to you. I know what you're going to think. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, if you really look into the back of this, the whole Islamic movement has been funded by our intelligence agencies and MI6. And you have to understand, revolutions do not happen by accident. Oh, we were using Twitter. We were using Facebook. It was Al Jazeera. Well, of course, Al Jazeera used to have its offices in London. This Islamic television network had its offices in London, and it was originally funded by the MI6. But, of course, we don't talk about that. They pulled all those sites down from the Internet. We have them stashed away. But, it's amazing how they can use the Internet, and then they don't want you to get information. It just disappears off the Internet almost as if it was never there. But you go right ahead, Bob. What's going to be the outcome of this? I think it's going to change dramatically the complexion of the Middle East. And what do you think it'll do as far as the price of oil and the price of food and certainly the stability of the world?
Well, it's a calculated risk on their part. The people who have been unseated, so to speak, in Tunisia as well as in Egypt, were tried and true backers of U.S. policy. And I believe they were sacrificed in order to create turmoil and a diversion. And the diversion is in opposition to the crises that we see in the United States and Europe, which are the municipal and state crisis, as well as the funding of the U.S. Treasury debt and the funding of sovereign debt in Europe.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob believes, as I do, that this whole situation over in the Middle East is manufactured by our intelligence agencies. We always want to control both sides. You always want to control an opposition article in the Telegraph. You can pull it down. You know, U.S., United States funds Egyptian opposition. Just put in your search engine, you'll find the article. If you don't, we'll get it for you. But Cindy, it was so obvious that we're behind this whole thing. And, oh, it's just spontaneous, you know. People get together and they say, let's have a revolution. Let's all go out and demonstrate on the streets. And, I mean, basically, of course, we tell the army, you know, why you just... do not oppose it. Let it take place. And that's exactly what happened in Tunisia. We bribed the army there and back in Iran in 1979 so that they would allow the toppling of the Shah. This is what you do. And certainly, as the Shah of Iran said after he'd been betrayed, you know, with friends like the United States, you do not need enemies. And we use the same techniques over and over and over again. This is part of a world revolution, and it's continuing a world revolution. It will continue until we have the one world government, the one world religion with the destruction of Christianity. Now, they're never going to destroy Christianity, but that's what they're trying to do, and then installing their one world ruler. Well, certainly, Bob thinks that, of course, a lot of this is a diversion at the present time because of the serious financial problems in the United States and in Europe. And certainly, they had this big meeting in Davos, Bob. Do you have any idea what they came up with? I mean, are they really going to be able to solve the problem, or is simply the European debt spiraling out of control?
Well, first of all, there was no effort whatsoever to discuss any kind of possible pending ideas or legislations or proposals for any further tightening up on banking and brokerage. And that was unusual. In previous years, there had been a lot of it. And there were a couple of speeches that the alumnus over there were unhappy about, and those poor souls would probably be out of business shortly. And but I think more than anything else, the tone was, this was a celebration, and we got away with everything that we wanted to. And we're going to do it again and again and again. The public is too stupid to understand what we're up to, and that we're stealing trillions of dollars. And it's okay, because we can do it and get away with it. And I think more than anything else, it was a meeting of people who are going to talk about that and be happy about it. One of the things that did come out of it, Mr. Bob Diamond, who was with, I think, Morgan.
Oh, you're talking about James Diamond.
No, this is another Diamond.
Oh, this is another Diamond, okay.
And he said that the Fed had already pumped $1.7 trillion into the Treasury and agency market. And I think he slipped and let the cat out of the bag. And you remember I said they had started buying that action that was in the market in treasuries and agencies last June and wasn't telling anybody about it. And that bears that out. And the figure that I gave on the program over and over again was that the Fed would have to come up with $1.6 to $1.7 trillion to make this thing go sideways. And they've already done it. And that should carry them probably into the fall. But they're going to have all kinds of bad things going on, which I mentioned. And they're going to have QE3 as well. They just can't make this work without zero interest rates, without endless amounts of money.
Well, the whole idea is to spend yourself out of debt, and it's pretty hard to spend yourself out of debt. We know, for instance, that the stimulus bill, the pork bill, where, of course, both the Republicans and the Democrats agreed to an $862 billion tax cut and spending increase. How could you cut taxes and increase spending? Basically what they did. Massively did. Of course, the spending was, of course, the continued unemployment, the tax cut was the Social Security they cut, the taxes, maintaining the tax cuts. And I'm all in favor of tax cuts. But when you're running a 40% deficit per year, I mean, 43% by my estimate this year, when 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends, while we're giving away money to countries throughout the world, why 43 cents out of every dollar we spend or give away is borrowed money. How long can you continue doing that? How long can you keep spending more than you're taking in? Whether you're an individual, whether you're a bank, whether you're a corporation, whether you're even the United States government, the most powerful, well, it was the most powerful government in the world, certainly we're the most powerful country militarily, but we're slipping as far as our manufacturing base. We currently manufacture about 18% of the products in the world. The Chinese are manufacturing 50% of the 15% of the products in the world. We manufacture 18, they manufacture 15, but they're increasing. In a year or two, they will be producing more goods than we are. And certainly, we've simply given them the electronic business, much of the steel business, certainly the tools business. They're moving into the airline business. They certainly have a large share of the world automobile business. We've given them a large set of the aluminum business, a large set of foundries are moving increasingly over there. They are the major producers of green products, whether it's solar energy. We only had three solar plants. Two of them have moved to China within the last month. And then, of course, they're going to be producing the windmills over there. GE is moving its windmill production. So when Barack Obama talks about, you know, we're going to have a lot of jobs, there are all these green jobs, he neglected to mention where those green jobs are going to be. So what's going to happen? Certainly China simply is moving it actually towards the position of being the leading manufacturing nation in the world. Why are we doing everything to transfer our manufacturing out of this country, Bob? It doesn't make sense.
Well, you and I know why.
Well, I know, but I want you to tell our listeners.
It's to destroy the ability not only of America but Western Europe to survive economically and financially. They are going to, in time, given the time, are going to destroy the American and the European economies to force the people in those countries to accept world government. And that is the bottom line. And that's why they're doing what they're doing. Stopping all this would be easy. You put up tariffs for openers. Goods and services, 25, 35, 45%. It'd cripple the Chinese. You know, they've all been doctoring their foreign exchange values of their currencies for years, ever since the Second World War. This is nothing new, but we always looked the other way and figured, well, we are the locomotive that's pulling the entire world, and we're the strongest, and we can do this, that, and the other thing. And the time has come at least as far as the Illuminati is concerned, to just simply pull the plug. And they're in the process of doing that. And they stage the revolts like the ones we just saw in the Middle East. And the other observers will come around to realizing what the U.S. and Britain and probably to some extent Israel did. And that chaos is supposed to make everybody in Europe and the United States forget about their financial and economic problems. And that's just not going to happen. They are going to continue to be concerned. And I think they expect that in Europe and the United States, and maybe many other countries, there will be revolts. And I think that's where it's all headed.
I think we're going to be moving into a period of chaos and crisis in this country. We see an increasing tempo of crisis here. In fact, it was James Madison writing in the 10th of Federalist Papers who said that, you know, democracies are air spectacles of turmoil and contention. They're incompatible with the right of personal property and personal security, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. That comes from the 10th of the Federalist Papers. That's why, contrary to everything you have ever learned in school, contrary to everything that Barack Obama says and our politicians say, contrary to everything you'll hear on television or the History Channel or ABC, CBS or NBC or for most of our politicians, we're not a democracy. Our founding fathers didn't want a democracy because Plato had written, democracies always degenerate into despotism, and that's what our leaders want, is a despotism. They just don't want the American people to understand. Philosophically, our founding fathers feared government. They wanted to restrict the power of government so men could be free. Isn't it a shame that this is never taught in school today? Bob, I said, faced with this crisis in the Middle East, why would the stock market have gone up today? Why would gold have fallen, suddenly facing, you know, the very real possibility of instability throughout the world? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's what I've been writing about this evening. And the dollar was down, commodities were up, gold and silver are off, and the market was up. All the antithesis of all the normal, logical things that should happen.
And of course,
gold and silver should have gone up, and the market should have gone down.
Well, are you suggesting that this is all manipulated?
Of course it is.
All right,
we all know that.
I know that. Our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's the Working Group on Financial Markets. Look it up. The Plunge Protection Team. Well, Bob, I hope that the people out across America, at least those who listen to you and listen to me, really understand there really is a working group in financial markets. There really is a plunge protection team. The
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
And let government decide what they're going to do. But as for me and my house, you give us a voucher, we'll buy our own health care and subsidize the rest of it. And give us the right to get quality health care in America, and not the Kevorkian program that's outlined. But go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I hate to sound pessimistic, but I see what they've been able to accomplish, and that's what I expect. And we might have a slight chance if the public were to wake up going into the next election to get rid of more of the incumbents. But short of that, if we continue on the degenerative path that we're on, which is there's no real GDP growth, it's all lies. I mean, the report just came out, and I'll have it in tomorrow's issue, Wednesday's issue, of how they lied. And there is no growth. And they'll say it's 2.25%, maybe something like that. When in fact it's not there. They don't care about that. They care about saving the financial institutions, the transnational corporations, in the midst of all of what's going on. Everybody in the universe can die as far as they're concerned. They don't care. And if you've ever heard them speak what you have, Stan, and write about their ideas, and not only the elimination people, people in the genetics, and just the way they plan to control society with two-thirds of it no longer here.
That is so incredible, Bob. And if I hadn't actually gotten to compile the material, say, from Jacques Cousteau, great Jacques Cousteau, wonderful Jacques Cousteau, developed the scuba diver gear. And he openly said he wants to eliminate 350,000 people a day. 350,000 1,000 people a day. The Georgia Guidestones talk about eliminating 90% of the world's population. Sam Keen, a professor, wanted to eliminate 90% of the world's population. Eric Pienkes, a professor down at University of Texas, wants to eliminate 90% of the world's population. But they're really very, very benevolent compared with people like Ted Turner. He wanted to only have about, I think it was 200 million left. Well, he's recounted. He got that, it was giving him sort of a bad name. So he said we could probably allow 1 or 2 billion. But of course, David Foreman wanted to get the world population down to 100 million. He organized Earth First with massive amounts of money from the people of great wealth in this country who really do want to eliminate 90% of the world's population. Go to Elberton, Georgia. Stand in the shadow of the great occult monument there put up by the Secret Society. And there, of course, you're going to see the caption, maintain population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. They're going to kill off over 90% of the world's population. They're already in the process of doing it. But that's a subject for another evening. Bob Chapman, what is going to happen here in the United States? As far as the price of gold and silver, it's dropped dramatically. In fact, they're saying, we can anticipate it continue dropping. This was simply a bubble, and the bubble's burst, and it's on its way down. How would you respond to that?
There was no bubble. There was no craze. It's not on its way down. It's been manipulated by the Federal Reserve and the United States government via the organization that you talked about, the Working Group on Financial Markets. And they are going to continue to do what they're doing as long as they can do it. It's really as simple as that.
And, of course, nobody in Congress ever talks about the Working Group on Financial Markets, an official government agency. But if you doubt that, ladies and gentlemen, if you have access to the Internet, go up there and just type in Working Group for Financial Markets. Is it possible that everything is a lie, that we're being manipulated by the people who manipulate the stock market, the commodity market, the gold market, the oil market, and absolutely Working Group on Financial Markets, Plunge Protection Team? Check it out and find if it's true, and just let people realize it's all a scam. And, of course, but the thing is that gold is breaking loose. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And where they're getting into trouble, and when I say they, I talk about the Brotherhood of Darkness, is that other countries don't want to go along with this. So these other countries, Brazil, China, India, Russia, the Arab countries, people in Europe, they want something behind their currency. They want something tangible. Bob, I think it's so interesting that Alan Greenspan, certainly last year, I think somewhere about mid-year, had talked about, the return to gold standards. Certainly we know that Mr. Zolonick of the president of the World Bank, trilateralist, CFR member, had talked about a new financial system, a monetary system with gold as part and parcel of it. The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas has been talking about that same sort of theme. In other words, that basic theme, we're going to have a new monetary system with gold backing. That suggests the price of gold could really zoom up, couldn't it?
Yes, I think it could. I noticed that some of the talking front runners are talking about perhaps several reserve currencies now as well, and I think and they would be backed by gold. I don't know whether that is possible. If I had to guess, I'd say yes. On the other hand, it could be something just to momentarily appease the financial community and the public. And, you know, it's hard to make a call on that, but there are going to be changes. And the changes will be caused by the inherent problems that lie in all of the country's monetary systems. They're all interconnected, coordinated with one another, and they are all making the same kind of mistakes. And so what happens is that you have a situation where something has to be done. They can't bring the entire system down and keep it down. And as I've said before in the program, that I think they'll have a meeting. They'll be revaluing and devaluing. They'll go back to gold, probably 15 to 25%, somewhere in that area, in every currency, and there'll be a default. And that new currency, that new backed currency, will then come into usage, and those will get devalued because they defaulted, like the U.S. dollar.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is just saying he thinks there's going to be a meeting, doesn't know when it's going to be, but all the countries are going to get together, and they're going to come up with a new medium of exchange, a new monetary system, and it may certainly contain at least gold, 15-25%, something like that. But did I get that right? Was it 15 or 20% or 25%, Bob?
15 to 25.
Okay.
25 would be strong. And nominal. 15 would be weak. That's what the euro started out with, and it didn't work out very well. And, you know, will they use the dollar again? Maybe. Will they have several backed currencies together in an index? Very possible. And we don't know which way it's going to go. And will that index just be used for international trade? And will the other gold-backed currencies just be used domestically in each and every country?
Well,
there's a lot of questions, but they're approaching it.
Well, there's certainly a fellow, one of the finance ministers from Brazil had made a statement here. He said, you know, we're going to be seeing currency wars very, very soon. There are going to be currency wars and protectionism, and countries are going to start looking after themselves. After all, China for years, you know, has had, they've manipulated their currency so that their goods were always cheaper on the world market, so that they could build up these tremendous reserves. They got close to $3 trillion in cash reserves. And then, of course, they subsidize very freely things. That's why two of our three solar panel companies have moved out of this country, even though one of them had received almost $500 million, the other one $45 million in Massachusetts. And they both, within this last 4 weeks, have moved to China, along with, of course, the windmill business is going over there. And as I said earlier, when Barack Obama says, we're going to have lots of green jobs. But, you know, he never tells us where those green jobs are going to be. I got a hit for you, ladies and gentlemen. Country, and their initials are C. Well, anyway, our guest is Bob Chapman. Bob, before we go on, we've got a full board here, people calling in from all over, from Spokane, from Houston, from Washington, Deer Park, Washington. But I want you to tell our listeners how they can get the International Forecaster and why it's so important that, especially at this time in history, that they have advanced knowledge of what's really going on.
Well, they create the news. They create the inside information. So they don't need anybody to tell them, because they make all the decisions. They tell the Fed what to do. They tell the government what to do. I mean, you've seen this over and over again. There's a revolving door between Goldman Sachs and the Treasury and other government appointed people who are in Washington. And then over at the Fed, it's mostly controlled by Morgan. And these are the two keys. And, you know, how do you stop it? If you can't have legislation, then what you've got to do is have changes maybe similar to what you just saw in Egypt and Tunisia.
And anybody who thinks that, of course, that Barack Obama is a man of the people, a liberal, why, who did he choose for his new chief of staff? Why, William Daley from J.P. Morgan Chase. Who's going to be his new head of the Council of Economic Advisors? A gentleman from Goldman Sachs. Ladies and gentlemen, where did Timothy Geithner come from? He was the president of the first Federal Reserve Bank of New York City. And, of course, he was preceded by Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury. Henry Paulson from Goldman Sachs. That's why in Washington, D.C., they smile. They don't refer to it as Goldman Sachs. It's Government Sachs. Well, let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, John. Do you have a question for Bob?
I got two questions. The first question, Bob, is any news from Davos, Switzerland on that World Economic Summit? And the second question is if United States dollar is no longer the world reserve currency, what can we expect to see happen here in the United States? And I'll go ahead and take my answer off the air.
Okay. Well, Bob really had answered the question on Davos, but he said that not much happened, really. Would that be a fair appraisal, Bob?
Except the celebration of them being right. able to wantonly and brazenly continue to break the law and steal from the American people.
Amen to that. Well, let's go to Gail, who's calling from Houston, Texas. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Gail. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine. How are you, Dr. Monteith?
I'm doing great. So much to be thankful for. Anyway, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I have a... Well, Bob is an old friend, and you are, and, you know, Alan's staying, and I thought I'd call in and say hi when Bob was on. But
now, is this Alan's wife?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So this is Alan Stang's wife, Bob, and she, of course, she knows how close you and Alan were.
Yeah,
well,
I thought I'd call in and say hello.
Yeah, we talked several months ago and about the books and et cetera, and,
yes.
And I hope you were able to sell some of them.
Yes. Did I sold some, and there you have a great fan here, Mary Williams of Houston, and every time we get together, she says, oh, you've got to call in and say hi to Stan and Bob.
Well,
Stan and Bob.
We appreciate so much your calling, and God bless you, and we sure do miss Alan.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, we all miss Alan.
He was a great patriot and brilliant. I can remember him, 45 years ago when I was first getting started in this battle, and he is sorely missed. Good night. God bless. Okay, let's
go.
Good night. Let's go to Mike, who's calling from Deer Park, Washington. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Mike, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, sir, I do. Good evening, gentlemen. Bob, I want to know, let's say worst-case scenario happens and the Muslim Brotherhood take control of Yemen and Egypt. This is on a lot of people's minds right now. And it compromises the Suez Canal and puts pressure on Israel, as far as their peace treaties. What would be the effect on the price of oil and gold and silver if the Suez Canal was compromised and Israel began to sweat blood over the fact that they could be attacked much easier without Egypt and Yemen helping to sort of keep things docile in that area? This is on a lot of our minds right now, this Middle East thing, and what it would have an effect on us. How it would have an effect on us.
What the government's trying to do is replace Mr. Mubarak with another gentleman who will do exactly what the U.S. wants him to do. And they're trying to reseat someone who will follow their orders, so to speak. Whether that's successful or not, I don't know. The Muslims don't want trouble in Egypt. I mean, they're living on $2 a day now. It doesn't get a lot more difficult in life than that. And I don't think that, although they're very proud of their military, I don't think it's a match for Israel. It could cause problems for Israel, but I don't think it'll be anything permanent. If you remember, the relationship between Egypt for 30 years has been one of accommodation with Israel, and that could change. But I don't see any great changes because of the poverty in that country. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll see great changes in Tunisia, but I don't believe you're going to see some Muslim radical come to power. I just don't think that's going to happen. What this is all about is confusion. And out of the confusion, the British and the U.S. expect, along with Israel, to come up with the right combination. And they allowed Mr. Mubarak, who has been moving gold out of the country for a long time, to take about $30 billion worth of gold with him. And you saw the same thing happen with the Miskretons, who were running Tunisia. They took a ton and a half of gold. And that brings us to the question, well, why does everybody take gold? And obviously the answer is because it's the ultimate money. And I think, again, it's a distraction. I don't see violence. The people in those two countries don't have any weapons, and so they can't fight back, which is a very good lesson for Americans. Don't let anybody take your guns, because then you can demonstrate. People can get killed in the process, but very few, and governments can change. But as long as you don't have weapons, you can't change it the way it should be.
Yeah, well, I've heard some people speculate that if the Muslim Brotherhood takes control of the area between Yemen and Egypt, and they compromise the Suez Canal, that could drive the price of gasoline in the United States past $5 or $6 a gallon. They're worried. People are worried about that happening because of the Suez Canal.
Well, that's possible, but right now the Bedouins have control of generally speaking, the canal area.
Mm-hmm.
And they can shut it down if they want to. But they want to see who goes to power and how it works out. But they don't want any violence.
Oh, okay.
They can cause violence. They're not heavily armed. They're armed, yes, because that's their way of life. And I don't think anything super violent is going to come out of this. I think there's just going to be a changing of parties and dictators or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The main reason, because they didn't want to take their own people out of power, they being the United States and Great Britain, is it's a distraction. They want people not to think about the terrible financial things that are going on in the United States and Europe. And I think that's what it's all about.
Mike, I think that you have to ask the question, who's funding the Muslim Brotherhood? You don't have a major terrorist organization without somebody putting up the money. I mean, if you're going to sit around and plot against who is funding it? Well, we know, and you can check this out if you have access to the Internet. Just type in Lord James, Belfast Telegram, Funding Terrorists. That's Lord James, Belfast Telegram. Funding Terrorists, Lord James is a member of the House of Lords, and on the 3rd or 4th of November of last year, he got up, and in the course of a discourse, when somebody challenged him and said, well, why would anybody come to you with financial their statements? And he said, I've been handling billions of dollars of terrorist money. I've given billions billions to the Irish Republican Army, and I've given billions to the terrorists in North Africa. I mean, and don't get after me if you don't call the police. I was just carrying out orders I got from the Bank of England. So there's certainly one of the major sources of the funding for this whole Islamic terrorist movement, that and the CIA. I think the two of them working together, probably some other people we don't even know about, but this is all orchestrated. Mike, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. I could suggest an excellent book. It's called The Devil's Game from Radio Liberty, and I don't agree with it at all, but I'd agree with 90% of it. The whole idea is that the West financed the whole Islamic terrorist movement, and I believe it's going on. Who do you think is funding Al-Qaeda? Who is funding the Taliban? You don't have a movement with weapons and sophisticated weapons and explosives. I mean, they have to be purchased from someplace, and somebody has to fund the terrorists. Even terrorists have to eat. And they, you know, begin looking behind the obvious. As they say, look behind the screen. You may find a shriveled up old wizard there, as Judy did in The Wizard of Oz. Anything else, Mike, before we let you go?
No. God bless both of you gentlemen, and have a nice evening.
Good night. Okay,
thank
fine.
You.
Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I think that Bob would probably agree with that. We'd said earlier in the program, you know, that so much of what's going on is all political theater. It's all orchestrated. It's not that people aren't getting killed, not that the governments aren't going to change, but they're certainly going to change from one person we supported and put into power, like Mubarak, to another person we support and put into power. But it all has to do with the continuing world revolution. That's what it's all about. It's been going on for 250 years, and it's coming to its climax. I mean, this is the most exciting time in history, and we're going to be observing it, and, the question is going to have serious implications. America will never be the same again. Social Security and Medicare, together are about $150 billion a year. $1,500,000,000 a year. That is our deficit, certainly by the time you throw in the military on top of that, where you're over $2.25 trillion, and we're only taking in $2 trillion. We'd have to cut off every other government program. Nobody has the courage to do it. The Republicans are talking about cutting $2.5 trillion over 10 years. They're talking about $250 billion cuts a year when we're running a deficit of $1.5 trillion this year. Bob, I mean, what happens if you continue running a deficit of $1.5 trillion a year? What happens down the line when the interest rates go up and you're putting out $1 trillion a year just on interest?
You financially collapse, and that's where it's all headed. And if in the meantime they don't have a meeting and devaluation and default and things like that, it'll eventually happen. How long will it take? Not too long, probably 2 or 3 years.
We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, and ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see more and more violence in this country. You're going to see more and more people out of work, more and more people losing their homes. It's estimated 1.2 million people this year will lose their homes. And but the government will come up with a new program that doesn't work. Gee, how can they come up with all these programs and they never work, Bob? I mean, are these people, you know, simply stupid, or is it this all for our entertainment?
All for entertainment.
They call it political theater, ladies and gentlemen. It's political theater. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program and tell our listeners just what to do.
Well, first of all, I think the gold has bottomed out again, and it'll fiddle around in here for... Uh
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
Really have a grasp of what's going on and understand not only what's happening politically and culturally and ideologically, but that behind that are powerful spiritual forces. How could you really understand what's going on? Well, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, but we've got a great talk. It's called The Forbidden Secret, and there's a syllabus that goes with that, and it goes into the background of George Bush, George W. Bush, member of secret society, father a member of the Skull and Bones, grandfather a member of the Skull and Bones, Luciferian organization, organized in 1832, and a lot of the people from the Illuminati were around at that time, modern day, and of course, basically George W. Bush in his first inaugural address talks about the angel riding in the whirlwind and directing this storm. The end. He used the term not once but twice for emphasis, in case you didn't get it the first time. The angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. Did you ever hear anybody comment on that outside of perhaps myself, Tom Horn, one or two others? And then in the second inaugural address, using esoteric method of writing, he said, you know, when our founders declared the new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What's this about an ancient hope? Here's the President of the United States who's talking about this ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled, this new order of the ages. What's the new order of the ages? Well, go to your internet, type in new order of the ages in your search engine. What do you think it is? Novo Ordo Seclorum. The phrase at the bottom of the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill, the occult emblem that was placed there back in the 1780s, that was the goal. America, power was, and financial and military power was to be used to bring about the world government. And but they couldn't let the people know. They couldn't let them understand that all the wars are contrived. Everything is about world government. That's, of course, why we're transferring our wealth intentionally to communist China and to India and to Russia. And you can read the Earth Charter. It tells you we're going to have equitable distribution of the wealth, you know, between nations, and the whole idea, transfer America's wealth elsewhere. We used to be the major producer in the world. Now, of course, we used to produce 50% of the manufactured goods. Now we produce 18%. China produces 15%. But certainly within 10 years, they'll be producing far more than we are, as America is eclipsed intentionally by these wicked people in the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. The books you need, Brotherhood of Darkness, Fire in the Minds of Men. And it's for a little easy-to-read book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, for the scholar who really wants the depth of understanding about all the revolutionary movements. Of course, everybody thought it was the communists who were behind this. Oh, the communists are the enemy. And there are a lot of people today who still believe that, because they've never read the book Foundations, The Power and Influence, based upon the only congressional investigation ever held. And what did the congressmen find when they were studying who was funding communism? The Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, funding Marxism and communism, instrumental in bringing communism to China back in 1949. And remember, this committee hearing was held in 1953 and 1954. Why would they do that? Very simply, you needed an enemy, and the last thing they wanted immediately after the Second World War was China to become a major economic power, not until they were complete and total accord with the leaders over there, of course, who would be put in positions of power because they would go along with the agenda. The New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader, and of course that's China's violently anti-Christian. That's why we support it. That's why, of course, Barack Obama would do away with the day of prayer here in America, but it's all right to have a day of Muslim prayer. He wouldn't, of course, go to the prayer breakfast and pray in the name of Jesus Christ, but he'd go to the Muslim prayer breakfast and pray there. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Servando Gonzalez and Servando is certainly one of our favorite guests, and I certainly have Carrie, the DVD he put out, going into the background of certainly of the Council on Foreign Relations. And ladies and gentlemen, of course, he's certainly one of the few people who understands that the United States government brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing full well that he was a communist. And they installed him, and we've kept him in power. And certainly, Savando, of course, lived under the tyranny of the man that the United States State Department, the CIA, brought to power. Fidel Castro never won the Cuban Revolution. They never won the Cuban Revolution. I mean, basically, Batista was democratically elected. He was not perfect, and, of course, under pressure. Why, of course, his government became increasingly oppressive, so it wouldn't be overthrown, and the people had ended up with something far less. And America did everything they could to undermine Batista, and finally, why Ambassador Smith, and you can see my interview with Ambassador Smith in our DVD, The World Revolution. Ambassador Smith was ordered to go to Batista and say, you will leave Cuba tomorrow. Now, here's the elected president of Cuba. He's democratically elected. Oh, you never heard that. You thought he was dictator. No, he was democratically elected. And, of course, you will leave tomorrow. And, of course, that meant we were bringing Fidel Castro to power. He didn't win the revolution. Savant is one of the few people who really understand that. Well, of course, he's come up with a new book, Going Into CIA Mind Control. Savant, why don't you tell our listeners about the great book that you've written here, going into the background of how the reality of the American people is manipulated and controlled.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you enjoying the global warming?
Yeah.
Because here it's very cold.
I know. Well, basically, of course, it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is.
Of course,
it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Denver Post, the Los Angeles Times, ABC, CBS, NBC, the History Channel, Discovery Channel, and Time Magazine and U.S. News Magazine, Newsweek magazine, tell us is global warming. A lot of people will believe it, even though that they have to have, you know, three sets of underwear on in their homes. But there must be global warming because everybody says it's global warming.
Yeah, and this cooling is because of the global warming, as you know. That is the theory. This is one of the cases because it's so obvious that I mention in my book, and is the carbon problem. We have a carbon problem. We have a carbon tax. Everything about carbon and carbon and too much carbon in the atmosphere.
And this is really all about deindustrializing America, ladies and gentlemen. They want to destroy this nation. They want to destroy our industrial base. They want to impoverish the American people. That's what this whole thing is about. Of course, Barack Obama said in his speech, you know, by 2035, why, of course, 80% of our electricity will be produced by green methods. But it'll be so expensive we won't be able to afford it. We're going to create lots of jobs. They're in China. Well, he didn't say that they're in China. But this is designed to destroy America. But what would you expect from Barack Obama? Go right ahead.
Yes, I was talking about carbon and carbon.
Hold that thought for just a moment. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was talking about carbon and you see carbon everywhere. And let me ask you a question. When was the last time that you had a glass of hydrogen? Not really, because water is H2O, but it's, we don't call never hydrogen. So why CO2 we call carbon? Because it's carbon dioxide. Now, carbon comes from the Latin word carbo, that means coal. It's something black, dirty, and that's what they have played in the people's mind, particularly the children. And then we have changed. If you look any book, biology book that is 30, 40 years old, you see what is called the carbon cycle that humans and animals, we inhale oxygen and expel carbon dioxide, and the plants inhale carbon dioxide and exhale oxygen. And this is called, in all biology books, the cycle of life. And then playing with the people's minds, the conspirators have changed a gas of life, CO2, into a gas of death. CO2 has become a poisonous gas. And that is like everything, the same with global warming and everything. Now, you mentioned Cuba and Batista, and because of the things happening now in Egypt, I was thinking about Batista also, because everybody says that Hosni Mubarak, the president of the Egyptian president, that he's a dictator. Okay? And most likely he is. Now, what is a dictator? A dictator is the chief office of a country, a president who governs by diktat. So he says something and it is law, like an old king. Now, how we call diktats in the United States? We call executive orders. So taking a look in detail at what executive orders are, they are diktats, and our presidents have become dictators because the founding fathers of this country create the separation of powers. And we have the three powers, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, and even a four power.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's in the... Savannah is talking about the fact that we're very much against dictators, and yet, of course, our president cannot come up with an executive order. It doesn't have to go before Congress. Doesn't have to go before the courts. He just goes ahead and declares a global executive order, and that becomes the law of the land. And certainly, this is where why the EPA is now going to consider carbon dioxide a toxic gas. The president has decreed it, and because he's decreed it, it is. And now they can set about their task of dismantling the industrial base in America. And that's, of course, what the smart meters are all about. Running up the cost of electricity, and of course as the price of electricity goes up, more and more of our industry moves overseas, and that's exactly what they want. I mean, Barack Obama says, we need oil and gas and coal and green energy and wind and solar and nuclear. We're not going to get nuclear. He's not going to allow nuclear power in America. He's not going to allow them to be building new coal-powered or natural gas-powered plants in America. The EPA is shutting them down. They're shutting them down in Texas. What they want is green energy. Why? Because it's so unreliable and because it's so expensive and because it'll make so many wonderful jobs over in communist China. Go right ahead, Sarandov.
Yes, I was talking about dictatorships and dictators, and in my life I have a unique experience. I have lived under a democracy in Cuba, a dictatorship, and a totalitarian dictatorship. The democracy, I remember, was President Prio, and was like in the United States, you know, democracy, right to vote, right to do everything you want, corrupt politicians, and people didn't like corrupt politicians, but then came Batista. Batista was a member of the military, a general who had been president before. He was in the United States, and then he went to Cuba to run for president, but he didn't wait for the elections, and he gave a coup d'etat and became Cuba's dictator. Then was a sort of election when he became the president, but de facto he was the dictator of Cuba. And then came Castro, and then... Now, what was the difference between democracy and dictatorship? Really, not much. During Batista, there was an economic boom in Cuba. People can get in and out of the country easily, no restriction to travel, no restriction the press openly criticized Batista, the dictator, and in extreme cases, the government Batista acted against sending to jail some journalists, and that was it. That was it. And then we have a change when Castro came, and we have a change to a totalitarian dictatorship. And let me tell you, it's a big change. Unfortunately, the United States is about to become a totalitarian dictatorship. And that is real bad, because a dictator tries to control what people do. In a totalitarian dictatorship, and that's what is called totalitarian, the government wants to control not only what you do, but even what you think.
And that's why, basically, of course, they want to get you into an electric car, because you won't be able to go very far. That's why they, of course, want to get you into sustainable communities, small apartments and all people bunched together, so they can watch you more effectively. They already have their system of spies. It's called InfraGuard, InfraGuard. InfraGuard, an FBI program of informants across America, mm-hmm. 40,000 in the last count. Go up on the Internet and check it out. And, of course, they have the fusion centers, probably 50 of them across America. What's a fusion center? Well, that's where they take all the various files they have on you, the DARPA file, military intelligence, the NASA file, the CIA file, the FBI file, and who knows what other files they have, and they put all these dossiers on you together. And that way they know everything you're doing. They listen to all of your telephone calls, conversations under Project Echelon, Echelon. Of course, that was around long before we ever had a terrorist attack. Nobody ever talks about it. Project Echelon, fortunately, you can check it out on the Internet. You'll find it's very real. But you don't have to worry. NASA is not listening in on your telephone calls. The British are listening on your telephone calls with the support of NASA. So NASA can go before Congress and say, we would never do that. Just like the CIA can go before the Congress and say, we would never assassinate anybody. We've abandoned that. No, they hire other people to do that. It's done by paid assassins. But you go right ahead, Savannah.
Yeah, we came into this area because we are talking about what is going on in Egypt now. And it's interesting because Batista, when a few years before he was overthrown, he wrote a book called Cuba Betrayed. A few years after he was overthrown, Nicaragua's dictator Somoza wrote a book, Nicaragua Betrayed. I remember that a Polish ambassador also, after the Second World War, Poland came into the Soviet domain, wrote a book called I Saw Poland Betrayed. But also, our government, the United States government, betrayed China's Chiang Kai-shek and gave it to the communists and Mao Zedong, betrayed the Hungarian rebels, and also the Shah of Iran. And now, is this this movement that has that is all in the Islamic world, not only Egypt, but also Yemen, Jordania, Tunisia, and other countries. Is this the betrayal of Israel? That is a question that came to my mind. This is something strange. Now, the problem is that the press is like a flat land, only sees what is going on, but most things have deep roots. That's why in my book I say that in order to understand what is going on, we need to become radicals in the sense mentioned by Thoreau, that he said for every 100 hacking at the branches, there is one hacking at the root. We need to go to the root of the problem. And it's interesting because in 1982, the Stanford research institute in California that have been linked to the CIA, produced a document called Changing Images of Man. That was in 1982. And in this document, the essence of the document is that the Judeo-Christian religion was not good for mankind. Of course, it was not good for their purposes. And they have to find a substitute. And the substitute was Gnosticism. Gnosticism.
Now, what was the title of that?
Changing Images of Man.
Changing images of Man.
Of Man, yes.
Okay,
in 1982.
Right.
Now, in 1990, CFR agent Bernard Lewis, in an article for the, I think, Atlantic Monthly, he coined the term Clash of Civilizations. So you say 1982, now 1990. In 1993, CFR agent Samuel P. Huntington published an article in Foreign Affairs, the CFR organ, in which he warned about the coming clash of civilizations between the Judeo-Christian and Muslim world. And in 1996, 2 years later, the subject threat of Islamic fundamentalism was discussed at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. So my point is that eventually they decide that to fight Judeo-Christian religion and ideas and ethics, the right tool was not Gnosticism, but Islam. And this is all part of the plan. What we have seen, the advance of Islam all around the world, is part of a plan. It's something directed against Judeo-Christian religion and ideas and ethics.
Well, basically, of course, what you need is an enemy, and radical Islam is an excellent enemy, and that's, yeah, I believe, why suddenly you go back and you study the history of where this all came from, and we carry a wonderful book. It's called The Devil's Game, and it goes into the fact that certainly the Muslim Brotherhood, the very core of this whole radical Islamic movement. Who do you think funded it? Well, initially it was MI6, then it was the CIA. Mm-hmm. Why would they fund this radical Islamic movement? You needed an enemy, and you wanted an enemy you could control. You put up the money. Why, of course, why you can control what it does. Why do you think the underwear bomber's bomb didn't go off and take down a plane? Why didn't the shoe bomber's bomb go off and take down a plane? Why didn't the Times Square smoke bomber's bomb go off and kill a lot of people in Times Square here about 3 or 4 months ago? He went to Pakistan to learn, and the people taught him how to build a smoke bomb. Who do you think is building the people or paying the people who built the underwear bomber's bomb, the shoe bomber's bomb, the smoke bomber's bomb, you know? They don't want to disrupt society too much at the present time. But, of course, each one is used for a purpose. That's why you have to take off your shoes when you go through airport security. That's why you have to be scanned. That's because the underwear bombers, isn't it interesting? They have the machines all ready to go. Right ahead, Servando.
Yeah.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Bush-Obama administration, in other words, Bush and Obama, because it's a seamless change, you know, certainly. Bush got us into the war over there, and Obama was going to get us out of the war over there, but he didn't get us out of the war over there. We're still fighting in Afghanistan 9 years after the 9/11 attack. And we still have our troops over there in Iraq, about 50,000. We promise they're going to come home one of these days, but... there's so much violence over there. How could we possibly pull our troops out? There'll be simply massive genocide over there between the Sunnis and the Shias. And what we should have done was let them form their own nations. Why didn't we do that? Because we wanted an instability. We wanted an unstable society. The Kurds, the Shias, and the Sunnis can never get along together unless you got a dictator. Unless, is that what we want? Yeah, maybe. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Sydney, Savannah, what's the name of your book specifically?
Yeah, the name of my book is Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, The Secret War Against the American People.
Psychological Warfare.
Psychological Warfare and the New World Order.
And the New World
Order. It's because initially they... I've been writing this book for more than 2 years. Initially, it was to be a book about the CIA, and I titled it Kiss Your CIA Goodbye, Why the Agency is Fading into Oblivion, and it was mostly about the CIA. But halfway into the book, I realized that even though the CIA was an important part of what I was dealing with, the scope of the book was a much, much wider. And then finally I changed to this new title, Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, that expresses much, much closer what I have in mind. And I was telling, and I mentioned a lot of psychological warfare operations, of cyber, that are going on, some of them long-term, some of them short-term. And a long-term cyber against the American people is the what I call the two-party cyber. Actually, there are no two parties. We have only one party in the United States that I call the Republican Party. It's like the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, or Castro's Communist Party, or the Nazi Party in Germany. This, we have one party, but these people are very clever, and they made the fiction that we have two parties, and the fiction has become evident to many people. Unfortunately, not to all Americans, but I would say that 30-40% or close to 50% of Americans see what is going on. Some of them don't have the words to express it, but they feel that it's just a game. And you see in this past election where the Republicans gain a majority in the House, but nothing will happen. Nothing will happen about that. And it's interesting because I was optimistic about the Tea Party movement. I said, well, this is what we need, because now we have a third party, and this is the right time to end this two-party hoax. But no, some Republicans realized that the Tea Party was really a threat, and they infiltrated the Tea Party, particularly with Sarah Palin, that she acted like a Judas Gold and guided the people to vote for Republicans. And this was very unfortunate, but I hope that some of the people who vote Republican realize that they were mistaken, that will not solve the problem.
Well, don't you think that there were a few good people, like Rand Paul, for instance, who runs a Republican, like it's Nia's father, Ron Paul? They're good people. They run as Republicans because it's expedient, and because they certainly fight the party leadership. It's the party leadership, of course, of both political parties that's been bought off. Remember, because the Republicans are talking about cutting $2.5 trillion over 10 years. That's $250 billion a year. Our deficit this year is going to be $1.5 trillion. So what are we talking about? A sixth of the deficit they're going to cut, and we're supposed to think that's going to help us? No, ladies and gentlemen, it just slows the destruction of America. We'll be right back in just a moment. Savander, you go right ahead with your analysis.
Yes, I was telling about the two-party psyop, and it's obvious that this will not solve the problem. I have the maximum respect for Ron Paul, but in my case, I will never, never give a vote to any member of the Republican or the Democratic Party. Even more, I will never give my vote to any incumbent. We need to change the people in government. We need a radical change. This is not a time for Band-Aid cures. We are in very difficult times, And unfortunately, this is just the beginning. It will get worse and worse and worse. And then we need to go to the root of the problem. That is not the budget. It is more complicated. And it's obvious that the people in government, that they have realized that we don't elect them. We vote. We give our vote, but everything is prepared before they know that the ones who really put them in power are the corporations who give the money for their campaigns, and they are serving not the interests of the American people, but the interests of the corporations, and that's it. So this will not solve the problem in any way. And we need radical measures. Some of them, the same measures that Ron Paul always mentioned. We need to get rid of the Fed, and then and no Fed and no IRS. We don't need this organization created by the bankers for their own interests. We don't need these things. And then we need to get into a new economic policy. This so-called free trade is not free at all. It's not free. This is a lie. We have free trade with Mexico. In Mexico, most
hold that thought. Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Savannah was simply talking about so many of these lies that we have. One of them is the two-party system, and yet the leadership of both political parties is exactly the same. Oh, the Republican Party is pro-life, the Democrat Party is pro-choice. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when the Republicans control the House, the Senate, the presidency, did they try to repeal Roe versus Wade? All they had to do was pass one piece of legislation saying the federal government would not influence the state. It's a matter of certainly of murdering unborn children. Should be a state matter. Federal government will not intervene, and furthermore, the Supreme Court will not intervene with this decision. That's all it would have taken. Did George Bush ever suggest that he was supposedly pro-life? No, of course not. His mother was pro-choice. His wife was pro-choice. His father was pro-choice until he ran for the presidency. It was all political theater. When you understand that, they want to make you feel that one party is, the party of freedom, the other party is the party of socialism. There are a lot of conservatives, and certainly the Blue Dog Democrats and the Democrat Party, and they're the liberal Republicans. They call them rhinos, Republican in name only. What we understand is that the people, the bankers, they're one of the major sources of lobbying and certainly of contributions to the campaigns. We're talking about billions of dollars to buy up the votes of the various congressmen, and they do. And this should be outlawed. Certainly nobody who lives outside of an electoral district should be allowed to donate to a congressman, and certainly no subterfuge of using other techniques to get money to these candidates, giving it to the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, and they give it. It should be the people locally who support these candidates. If we want to have a representative government, and certainly we should repeal the 17th Amendment, so we would have the senators represent the states rather than the finest senators money could buy. Go right ahead, Servando. Before we do, would you like to get your webpage out there and tell people do you have a webpage?
Yes, I have a webpage. It's very simple, www. Servando Gonzalez, GONZALEZ, Servando, SERV, like in Victor, ANDO, so Servando Gonzalez, .org, or Servando Gonzalez, .org. And there, even there is a link to the site for my book. I made a site, a website for the book for psychological warfare, and there you can see all the links to all the books I have written and the videos. And so we were talking about Republicans. You say there are rhinos and there are dinos. Rhinos Republicans in name only and dinos Democrats in name only. The problem with Americans is that some Americans, they love their party more than their country. And this simply I can't understand. I can't understand. I think that there are honest people who love their country, true patriots, both on both sides of the spectrum, some true liberals and true conservatives. Because I don't think that Republicans are conservatives or Democrats are liberals. But there are true liberals and true conservatives, and there are points there are some common points, and the common point is the love for the country. People who want the best for their country, for this country, they can talk and they can reach agreement, but there is no agreement between these people because they are for the destruction of this country. This is the true goal of the people, because both Republicans and Democrats are just tools of the Wall Street bankers and oil magnates and the corporation who is the real secret government of the United States. The rest is just smoke and mirrors.
And, you know, I think it's really so interesting. We've interviewed Lord Monckton on several occasions. He's a British peer, a member of the House of Lords. And Lord Monckton, last time we talked, was talking about the meeting at Cancun, where, of course, it was decided by the people there we would have world government. It'll be implemented. Of course, nobody's going to tell you the things that are done. But as he pointed out, there's only one country in the whole world that can stop that, and that's America. And America is so unique, and unlike a Britain, his own country, America has a constitution. And Lord Monckton carries a copy of the American Constitution with him. I wonder how many Americans carry the Constitution with them or have it readily available. I wonder how many Americans have read the Constitution, understand the Constitution, and yet that is the very foundation of our freedom, that and the Declaration of Independence. And certainly the Constitution was written to fulfill the goals of the Declaration of Independence, to create a nation under God where men could be free. And if you read the Declaration, it stresses the importance of God, because the men who wrote, established this country, realized that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as John Adams had said, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other, and that's absolutely true. And one reason we're having so much trouble today is because we've turned our back in God, and people ask me, well, why would a good God allow 9/11? Well, maybe we're under God's judgment, and I really believe this nation is. And only by people turning back to God is there any hope of saving America. You can do all you want to, but if we don't have a moral people, and we're not going to get them unless we start changing the course of this nation. And believe me, of course, it's got to start with each one of us, and then, of course, changing and letting people understand that this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But you go ahead, Savannah.
Yeah,
and if you're out there in the listening audience, our number...
You were mentioned the Constitution, Dr. Stan. The Constitution is a document written by men. It's not perfect. It's not perfect. We know that. But we need something. We need a document that guides what we do, our laws. We need something, because we cannot live without following this document, because then this is chaos, what we have and we are having in this country. Okay, we have a president that most likely was not born in the United States, and there is something in the Constitution that specifically prohibits that, but he is in the White House. So we are destroying the basis of law in this country, and this cannot go indefinitely. This will bring bad things for this country, and it's obvious that it's bringing bad things for this country. We need a document. If some if some day we the majority of the people in the United States decide to change, I don't advise that, decide to change, we can change. But we need a guiding document. We cannot act this way. And unfortunately, this is what is going on, and nobody cares about the Constitution. Obamacare. That actually Obamacare is not Obamacare, it's Hillary Care. That was not Hillary Care, it's Rockefeller Care, you know. But anyway, the Obamacare that has more than 1,000 pages, they don't even want the Congress or to read the document. How can we approve a law that nobody knows what it's all about? Okay? Now, the conspirators that want to implement to push the New World Order on us, they have two problems in the United States. One is that Americans own guns. And the second, that is a new problem, is the Internet. The Internet is probably the most free mass communication medium invented by man since remote times, more than the printing press, more than radio, TV, because it's very interactive. It's very interactive and give power to everybody, even the previous powerless. Now they have the power of the Internet. And they have two problems. And the other problem is gun ownership. Because obviously the founding fathers, when they had the idea that every citizen had the right to own a gun, was not to hunt turkeys or it was to protect themselves from an oppressive government. That was the reason. And the conspirators, they have these two problems. Actually, I don't know. I don't know. And it shows that the conspirators are not. They don't have total power. They are not gods. They have total power upon us. They have not found a way to eliminate gun ownership. They are trying harder, like they tried to change this incident in Arizona into a political problem, but it was not. And then and the Internet. I wrote an article more than probably was 8-9 years ago that is I titled "Kiss Your Internet Goodbye," where I forecasted that the Internet was going to disappear. And it's interesting because one of the things that happened now in Egypt is that for several days the Internet was totally canceled, was stopped, and that is very easy to do. And the Internet is one of the things that they cannot control because of the very essence of the Internet. So they have these two problems. Now, they obviously guns cannot be taken from the hands of the American citizens by a democratic with the Democrats in power, by a democratic administration. The ones who will try to take the guns from the hands of the American people is going to be a Republican administration. The Internet most likely is going to fall under a Democratic administration, and this is the big the dangers that I see in the future of this country, because while we have both a guns and powers to express our ideas through the Internet, we can keep at least a modicum, a minimum of freedom. Without that, we are slaves.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Savando. Nobody's ever asked who coordinates the Internet. The Internet has to have some sort of a coordination. In other words, you just don't put that material up there, and somebody's got to be in the media. Well, you may have a server. But, of course, that server still has to go through a central center where, of course, it's coordinated all throughout the world. And who is that center? Well, nobody will ever tell you. It's called No Such Agency, NSA, that's the National Security Administration. They have, you know, these massive computers, and that's what the Internet was. Originally designed for defense, and of course now they can use it because they can spy on you. It's a two-edged sword. On one hand, it gives us a wonderful source of information, wonderful source of communication, and it is being used to educate the American people in a way we've never seen before. On the other hand, it's a very efficient means of tracking everybody out there, so they will know everything about you. And of course, Google works with the NSA, and Yahoo, and they all work with us at the NSA, keeping dossiers on you, where you go, what you see, what websites you go to, recording all of your communications. They are collecting dossiers on every American citizen through InfraGuard, InfraGuard. Look it up. That's your assignment. Find out if I'm telling you the truth. But, of course, the incredible, incredible thing is the fact that the NSA coordinates. If they want to turn it off tomorrow, they would. But it's serving their purposes. They're watching us. They know where we go. You've been to a pornographic site. They know that, ladies and gentlemen. You've may only been there one time, but they know.
Yeah, but these with all the power, that will not do the job. Even with all these things, the Internet is a big problem to them. So, in my opinion, because the Internet the origin of the Internet was the ARPANET, that was a military communications net that was created during the Cold War, thinking about the possibility of a nuclear attack. So it has no central command, but it's a diffuse organization with many small nodules. So and you destroy this one, and then it goes the other way. So there is no way to fully control the Internet, so they have to destroy it and then create a new Internet that already exists. It's called Internet 2. But to use that Internet, you need an ID. Like in Cuba, this is the way it works in Cuba. It works in China and in other totalitarian countries. So the Internet will not be free. In order to get into the Internet, you need approval, government approval. Okay, like a driver's license for the Internet. If you don't have that, you cannot get it. They get you trying to get into the Internet and send you to jail. Of course, probably there will be two Internets. One Internet just for business, where you can buy a pair of shoes or some car tires or whatever. But not the one where you can publish and you can have a blog or no. This will be totally controlled. And then we need to go back to read the New York Times and to watch the TV channels. That's the idea.
Well, I think it's a fascinating means for getting information out. People are beginning to wake up because of that. And so, as I said, it's a two-edged sword. One side is good, the other side is bad. But certainly, right now, I think that more and more people than I've ever seen before are watching Alex Jones and listening to our good friend, certainly Joyce Riley, and certainly John Loeffler, and the other good guys up there, certainly Pastor Chuck Chrismeyer, and so many people, even many wonderful ministries up on the Internet. So it's being used for good. It's being used for evil. We'll be back in just a moment here with Savando. We're going to just wrap up tonight's program. Well, Savando, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
The Chinese have...
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Fair, the New World Order by Savannah Gonzalez. Fascinating information, ladies and gentlemen. They're playing games with your mind. Good night. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
Good night, and thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. Fine. That was Savannah Gonzalez, certainly one of our favorite guests, and we do carry his excellent DVDs on Cuba, Sydney, and Sydney, the Council on Foreign Relations, and his you'll call us our 800 number, ask for the Servando Gonzalez DVD, and we will be carrying his book on psychological warfare later, but we do carry his DVD in stock right now. And just order it. It's on Servando Gonzalez. Just ask for it. And certainly the goes into the background basically of the Council on Foreign Relations. One of the few people who has the courage to come out and talk about this organization. Now, of course, or now they always say, oh, he's from the Council on Foreign Relations, nothing hidden there. They're never going to tell you they're a front for a secret society. They're never going to tell you their real goal is to destroy the economy of this nation, to build up communist China, to transfer our wealth to other nations, to bring about a world government, to destroy our sovereignty, and to destroy Christianity. They're never going to tell you that, are they? And they interlock with the major media and the major corporations and the major banks. They are the military-industrial complex. And the most interesting thing is the communists never mention the Council on Foreign Relations. In fact, one time I even put out $100, $100 was worth a lot of money, to have people go back through all the publications of the Council on Foreign Relations. All the publications of the Communist Party. They never or almost never mentioned the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission. Why wouldn't they? I mean, aren't the communists concerned about the military-industrial complex? Why, ladies and gentlemen, you don't bite the hand that feeds you. And these people are the ones who finance communism from its inception. That's what you must understand. You must get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Professor Sutton's book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. My interview with Professor Sutton, by the same title, is the DVD, Best Enemies Money Could Buy. My DVD on the World Revolution, where you'll see my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. Well, we will tell you that the State Department and the CIA knew that Fidel Castro was a communist, and they brought him to power. Why would they do that? The best enemy money could buy. And, of course, if you doubt that Fidel Castro is a frequent host of David Rockefeller's daughters. In other words, David Rockefeller's daughters violate the law and go down to visit Uncle Fidel on a regular basis. And Uncle Fidel comes up here to visit the boss, David Rockefeller. The book, Memoirs by David Rockefeller. Memoirs by David Rockefeller. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. I should mention that we have been having some financial problems again. We finished off the year fairly well. At least we broke even. But we're getting a little bit behind, and certainly we'd like to keep up our shortwave. And we have so many people out there who don't have computers. And if you're in a position to help or join the Radio Liberty family, why, a number 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help financially, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, for our leaders, our ministers, for the other Christian ministries. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today. Oh, so good to be back. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Hope you didn't stay glued to the television set too much. It was tempting, wasn't it? Just to try and figure out not what is going on, but the agenda behind what they want us to think is going on. That's what we're going to be talking about today on the Power Hour, especially during this first hour. We're going to dedicate it to the uprising in Egypt. What does it mean? What is going on behind the scenes? Welcome to the program, 31 January 2011. You're in the right place. That is, if you're a thinking person. If you just want to continue living day by day the way you always have, this is probably going to make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. But we thank you very much for taking the time to check us out at the Power Hour. I want to go over some of the events that have taken place this weekend. I did spend a lot of time trying to get an angle on what is happening. Perhaps I have missed some of it, and perhaps you can add more to the picture. But what I'd like to do this first hour is I'll go over the facts, as we have been told, and then what I believe to be the agenda for what we're being told, And then you may have some things to add to that. Would like to know what your thoughts are, where you are seeing this incredible historical event that is taking place. And it is historical. Is it equivalent to what happened in Iran? Probably. Is it equivalent to the wall coming down in China? I mean, wall coming down in Germany? Maybe. I don't know. But we will see as times progress. What I want to do are give you some things to think about that you may not have addressed regarding the Egyptian situation, or realizing that probably they play a large role in what's taking place there. In the second hour, we will talk to Bob Chapman about the financial implications of all of this. Foreign markets have been down overnight. They were down on Friday or on Saturday. Many of their markets were open, and the price of gold went up quite a bit and now is dropping. I believe it's down to $13.31. The oil, of course, is going to be a concern of everyone. The price per barrel as it skyrockets now for fear of the Suez Canal closing. Billy Joe sent me information that Groton Guard of Connecticut, that's a detachment that is going to be heading to Egypt. Huh. He says, not legal or lawful. They can do anything they want. I mean, they can say it's legal to do this, but it is not lawful. We're going to talk about Mohammed El-Baradei, which appears, as I said on Friday, the minute I heard this event taking place, I knew that our guy, bought and paid for, El-Baradei, is going to be the one to move in there. Of course, Hosni Mubarak is just a matter of time that he leaves, if he's not already gone, and I think that's what we need to consider, as well as the fear that they're instilling in this, that if Mubarak leaves, there will be a vacuum and it will be filled by the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, that's what we're supposed to believe. Because at the base of everything that happens, it's got to be those horrible, horrible Islamic people that want to set